Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful, sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And this is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? In musical vernacular, that's called an encore. That's the title of the show today, Encore, brought to you in part by XDI.com, X-Ray Delta India.com. They've been leaving their audience wanting more for over 20 years. Hey, look, there are things you want to do at your financial institution, and there's things you have to do. And one of the things you have to do is send out statements and letters, both digitally and in paper. And if you want them done the right way, efficient, elegant, and accurate, check out our friends at XDI.com. And of course, don't forget about the XDI Chili Challenge. You might have a chance to win $5,000 for your favorite charity if you can make the best bowl of chili. Hey, the name of the show, Encore. We're going to talk about it today. There's someone else. I've known this gentleman for over 10. I haven't seen him in 10 years, but his name is Jim Panos. He is the president of Panos Marketing, and we're going to talk to him about the financial brand event going on next month in Vegas. Wow, it used to be a long way away, and now it's right around the corner, and we're going to talk to him right after this.
A lot of credit unions are here, but if you're not here, you're not participating in something that credit unions ought to be here doing. We're raising money for charity, we're having fun, we're spending time together, and we're making some great choices.
That is absolutely right. That was Bill Burney from Pacific Credit Union. He's a big fan of the chili challenge. I don't know how much chili they eat up in New England, but our guest could probably tell us. Like I said, it's Jim Panos. He's the president of the Panos Marketing Group. Hey, Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Jason, I'm doing great. We do
it
eat some chili up here. It gets pretty cold sometimes.
Oh, good. It's so good to have you on the show. Yep. All right. In the past probably 15 years, I've printed out exactly two things. I've printed out two articles because I wanted to keep reading them over and over again. Both of them came from the financial brand. One of my absolute favorites, great. Nobody does the big picture and the analytics, I don't think, better than the financial brand. And of course, you're going to be out there. Tell us about your big session in Vegas next month.
Sure, Jason. Thanks very much. On Wednesday of the Financial Brand Forum, which is on the third week of May in Las Vegas, we're going to be conducting a digital media, digital marketing workshop. It's a three-hour workshop, 9 a.m. to noon. We've got some great things happening, including you coming in and participating, and we're excited to have you there. And you'll be actually opening the show for us and closing it on kind of a bookend. Our goal is to have people leave there with some takeaways as to how they can assist their financial institutions getting ready and getting prepared for what already is inevitable, but maybe not everybody believes us yet, and that's making sure that you are prepared digitally for your financial institution, for your credit union to be out in the marketplace where the eyeballs are, and making sure that you are competing not just with your local competitors, but when you're online, nobody knows your size. When you're online, people look at you and see you for the products and services you're offering, and that's really important when it comes to digital. as opposed to when you looked at the traditional media. So we're going to be talking an awful lot about that, you know, what comprises digital media, what are some of the pitfalls, some of the mistakes people are making, and what are some of the new strategies that are coming out that that we've been discussing with many of our clients lately. And that's to, you know, can just give you a quick peek into it. One of the things that we're finding is so many financial institutions market kind of cyclically in a way, in that they're but they habitually will market, for instance,
I know
IRAs in April,
yep,
because that's when taxes are due, and that's when people open IRAs, and they do. But you know what? They open them the other 11 months of the year as well.
Right.
The fact that home equities and home loans are the biggest time for closing supposedly are in the springtime, and everybody markets in the spring, and nobody realizes that most people start shopping for mortgages a heck of a lot earlier than that. So we start talking about digital strategies that will get you in front of people as they are in the shopping and research process, as opposed to simply hoping they're there. You know, they haven't made a decision yet by the time it's coming to, for them to buy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those
absolutely
are some of the things. We've got a, you know, we've got a case study. We've got one of our clients coming in, a $300 million FI, who's going to talk about this particular project. And it's very similar strategy to what I just explained. And he's going to talk about what happened to their institution in 2016 as a result of this strategy, which was very positive for their bottom line.
I love case studies. I love it when you bring in something or someone, because it's no longer theoretical when that happens. You're showing somebody. One of my favorite things, by the way, results. That was one of the reasons I stopped speaking at a lot of events, because so much of it was about people's intentions and not enough about real ROI results. And as I've often said on the show, it's really very simple. Financial institutions make loans and get paid back, and you can be in business forever. And so I'm looking forward to not just participating in the session out in Vegas, but also tuning in to listening and watching the rest of it. So looking forward to that. Now, I haven't seen you in 10 years. The last time I saw you, it was at a, I think it was at a bank branch somewhere in New Hampshire. And I don't think we ever used the term social media that day. I know for a fact that I did not tweet the fact that I was there with you. In the past 10 years, what have been some of the biggest changes you've seen in marketing?
Oh, I think you just mentioned two huge changes. And, you know, I look at late 2007, 2008 and 2009 as being a true the years that things, the landscape shifted dramatically, whether it was
absolutely
on the social media side when Facebook came on, whether it was the fact that Google became even more and more an integral part of our day-to-day lives. And you know, we were fortunate as an agency to be on board early and had some really strong people, as we still do, help us start financial institutions on the road to social and digital presence in the marketplace. And that was very key to our success and our continued success, and more importantly, our clients' success. So that to me has been the biggest seismic shift in the marketplace, and that is what's going on in the digital world, and I include social in that, as well as what's going on with websites and the way they have slowly but surely, but you know, actually much faster lately, started to change the landscape of how people are shopping and making decisions for their finances as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I can remember it might have been 2006, but it was in that time frame.
As I used to put it
in my spoken session, it was as the rumor became the reality. We had heard about this thing called Facebook, and I think that at first we started calling it social networking. I think that was actually the vernacular that we applied to it. And of course, everyone ran out and got a Facebook page, and everyone ran out and got a MySpace page, and everyone thought they needed a Twitter account. And I think it's a perfect time, 2017, to have this digital media workshop, to have a very, very honest and candid discussion about how it's all digital. Now, it's not just It's not just the banking app. It's that phone number that's part of every banking app, because inevitably there's going to be a moment where you have to pick up the phone and call somebody at your financial institution or go into your financial institution. And so your digital marketing strategy is still part of your human strategy, and that's the part that I'm going to take care of with my good buddy, master violinist Mike Van White, and Dr. Troy and I are going to talk about that after we let you get back on the road. I think you're on the road right now, and so I want to tell you I'm looking forward to it. I encourage everyone to come check out the digital marketing session. I believe you said it's going to be on that 17th from 9 to 12. Is that correct?
That's right, Jason. It's been very popular. Real quickly.
Yep.
Originally, they capped it at 170 attendees, and we blew through that last year. In 2016, we already hit that number. They've added a seating for another 130 people, and so we have a larger room, so it would be up to 300. However, we have 256 people registered thus far. So there's 44 openings. So if there are people going to the Financial Brand and want to come to the session, I urge them to sign up quickly. And those that aren't going to the Financial Brand, to Jason's point, it's going to be a great show, not just our session, but I think you'll find incredibly rewarding speakers and experiences there.
Yeah, I am. Now that you've announced that I'm going to be there, I just saw a tweet from the Financial Brand. Now they only have 7 people signed up for that event. So that's what happens when you put me on the ticket. Everyone decides, no, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a great show. You've got a great brand. You've left your audience wanting more for a long, long time. I cannot wait to see you and your crew. A lot of people don't know this. Somebody at your shop designed the infuriating Eloquent Online logo brand that you see attached to this show and everything else. Hey, buddy, I will see you very, very soon. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Take care. Nice talking to you, Jason. Bye now.
Panels, everybody. Great job, man. Yep.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell. It's a long, long walk, but a short flight up to Charleston, South Carolina, where he is the chief operating officer at Big Blue South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Hey, Dr. Troy.
Hey, Jason. I'm telling you, it is a beautiful, wonderful day. I am so excited about, talking about this marketing and talking about sales and leadership and all the things that we do. But I guess the one thing we'll find out here soon is that whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Not my favorite conference city, to be perfectly honest about it. I'm not going to be out in the casinos or out doing anything. I'm going to do my event. I'm going to go to my room, get in the shuttle, and fly back home to my lovely home state of Texas, in my quiet little town here in the hill country of New Braunfels, Texas Republic. But it is a rare in-person appearance by me. I spoke at over 400 events and just decided that I wanted to do more of the online, Eloquent Online, and doing stuff for my home studio. But I am looking forward to reconnecting with some people. And like I said, the Financial Brand is a favorite of mine.
Yeah, it is. And so tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
Well, as you may have heard Jim say, I'm going to actually be opening and closing the session. And I'll be there with master violinist Nike Van White, who many people have seen in the past, fascinating musician. And our part is going to be about how when you talk about digital marketing, it also includes the human element, because people still go into branches. People still drive through to get things done. People still call the contact center. I mean, South Carolina Federal is going to have well over probably 1,000 calls, maybe 10,000 calls to the contact center today and this weekend. And so we're going to talk about, you can't have a great, great digital media strategy, and then someone says, man, I really love this banking app, and I love the fact that you offer home mortgage loans, which I didn't know, and they call up the home mortgage office, and they get somebody who doesn't know anything about home mortgages, or they get somebody who doesn't sound like they care. They get somebody who doesn't sound like they want to be helpful, somebody that doesn't have a melody in their voice, somebody that doesn't have passion, somebody that doesn't have an urgency. And so we're going to talk about how you have to pick the right volume and the right tempo for the occasion. And it's very, very different when you get a call at the contact center from somebody who says, man, I just lost my job, I can't make my car payment, and someone who calls the contact center and says, a parent of mine just died, they left us all this money and we don't know what to do next. There's two very, very different ways to handle those things. And your contact people, your human capital, they have to be performers that leave the audience wanting more. And that's what we're going to do in my parts of the session.
Yeah, okay, really, really great. Because the important thing to recognize in the conversation of digital marketing is that it is only one additional medium. It's not a replacement medium, it's an additional medium.
Absolutely.
And so you'll be able to, and the more that you can tie those mediums together, the better you are as far as the way the brand will perform each and every time when it interacts with the consumer.
Spot on. Spot on. We just got our first quote keeper. Digital media does not replace. It's an addition to everything else.
Yeah, it's
because
an
your
addition
bank,
to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because I'm sure your branches are open right now. I walked into a branch the other day to deposit some money into my sister's account. I don't think I'd been in a branch maybe in 8 years. And like an idiot, I'm looking for the deposit slips. And I asked the lady, I said, where are the deposit slips? And she looked at me. I was some 90-year-old guy. And she goes, we don't use deposit slips anymore. And I'm like, well, excuse me. I haven't been here in a long, long time. So, again, a digital citizen like myself had to go into a – and to be very honest, she was very nice. Her melody was perfect, and she certainly left me wanting more. If I ever need to join a credit union, I'll certainly consider that one.
Yeah, really great. Well, I'm really glad you're out in the marketplace again. I'm glad that people are getting a chance to interact with you, in that face-to-face. Is there anything that you would expect people to prepare themselves before coming to that session, something that you want to give them that before we go to the next break?
Well, I would say that the best thing they can do is to start paying attention to the people that they interact with, where they go out to eat this weekend, if they go to Target, if they go to Walmart, if they go to Chili's, if they go to Outback Steakhouse. All of those brands have tremendous multi-million dollar digital marketing campaigns. But it all comes down to the guy that walks up to your table to take your order, or the person checking you out in the checkout line, that leaves you with your last human impression about the brand. And basically, my point's going to be your point, that digital marketing does not replace human intelligence and human passion. It simply can augment it. But you cannot ever lose sight of the fact that we all need some point that human contact and that human interaction with these banking brands, with the financial brands, and we're going to show you how to do it even better.
Great, great. Well, Jason, take us to the break, and we'll come back for some last words.
Absolutely. When we get back, we're going to have final thoughts with Dr. Troy. He's going to talk about how it's not just going to these events that's important. It's coming back and doing something with the information. We've got final thoughts with Dr. Troy. Right after, almost pushed the wrong one, right after this. Final thoughts, Dr. Troy.
Well, you know, one of the most important things to remember in any business is that it is a people organization, and that you should think of yourself as people-centric. And for the credit union movement, we go member-centric, meaning that the member is the center of everything that happens. The consumer is the center of everything. And it's all about our opportunities to connect. So when we talk about digital marketing, or we talk about a face-to-face interaction that happens inside a physical location, or we have a voice-to-voice interaction that occurs in a contact center, all of that is built and driven so that your brand can represent itself in that way, in a very consistent way, each and every day. It is a process I like to call the brand inside out. And the brand does not exist in the colors. It does not exist in how it looks. It exists in how people act and what they do. So So from that message, I would then say, when you go to these sessions and you see and hear things and you want to bring them back and put them into action in your group, in your organization, one of the first things you need to do is to determine what is the infrastructure that is necessary to make the doing happen. And you can have a great idea that you may get from a conference or from a digital billboard or from some personal interaction that you see, and you want to incorporate that into your organization. Make sure that you have the structure, because strategy and structure must align in order to make that happen. And the best way in order for you to keep yourself from just acquiring information and not doing it is to make sure you have a structure and a plan to implement that structure so that you can do.
Absolutely. My name is Jason Dias, signing off from New Braunfels, Texas. You've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you get an encore? His name is Dr. Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
believe it or not, that sun is shining, and it is shining bright right now, and it is so hot, it's like the host and the topic.
The talk is hot and the hosts are sitting right next to the sun, sizzling kind of hot. Hey, Dr. Troy, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. There ain't no practice runs in life.